Parshas Hamor begins with the Issa Tumas Kohanim. The Kohen is not permitted to be Metame Lemesim unless it's one of the Zayin Kroidim, or if it's a Mes Mitzvah. The Pasuk says if his sister dies and his sister was never married before, Lo Yitamo. So that's a Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, on the beginning of Soita Dav Gimel, whether Lo Yitamo is a Rishus or Lo Yitamo is a Chayva. We pass on like Rabbi Kiva, Lo Yitamo is a Chayva. The Gemara in the end of Zvachim around Dav Kuf quotes that already Bisman Abayis, way before Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, this was a dispute, and the din was always give Paskant already. This, the certain issues came up in every generation. The same Achloikas, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, in the end of the second Perek, that Rabbi Yechman Zakkai learned everything. He learned Kolat Arukula, he learned Dover Gottel, Dover Kotten, he knew all the Machloikas and Abai Barabi, he knew all the issues. In every generation, these issues were debated over and over again. So this Machloikas was an Alta Machloikas, but the Lo Yitam is a Rishus, the Lo Yitam is a Chayva, and it was always good Paskin that it's a Chayva, the Koyin is Mukhiv to Mimitami. But he's permitted to Mimitami. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brochas and Daf Chof, whether this heter for the Koyin to be Mimitami, is this a Pchin of Hutra, is this a Pchin of Dechuya? The Gemara has in Yuma and Daf Zayin, there's a din that a Korban Shizman of Kavua, like the Midib Masafim, Akore B'tume. If it's necessary, you're allowed to violate the Dinim of Tume to be Makar of them. So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim, and then the Gemara shows that it's really a machlokes hatanoim, whether a tumah is hutra b'tzibur, tumah duchui b'tzibur. Is the getter a heter hutra or duchui? Hutra means melech hatchila, when the prohibition was given, never applied to korban shezman kavua. Duchui means no, the yisur tumah was given, and now that'd be makar korban sin tumah. But if the need comes up to be makar korban shezman kavua, and you have no choice, then the need for the mitzvah, the tzara kima mitzvah, is doicha the yisur. And there are slight differences between whether you say hutra or tchuyah. So the Gemara has this machlokes about the hutra tchuyah by korban tzibur shezman kavua, that it's korban betuma. A korban tzibur shezman kavua, korban shezman kavua is dechel Shabbos. That's a different Gemara. In Yuma, the Gemara says that everybody agrees that that's hutra. That's not a machlokes about the hutra tchuyah. And here by tumas koyhanim to the zayin kroivim, Rashi says the simple reading of the pasuk, unless it's one of the seven relatives, then it's permissible. So Rashi said the simple reading of the pasuk is that a hutra. And Tosfos Tainis know that it's the chuyah. It can't be hutra, it's the chuyah. The proof in the Gemara. Would there be a nafkamina? There should be a nafkamina. There is a Tosfos in Psochim in the first parak that's quoted in Yerudea. I think the Ramon, the end of Yerudea, quotes it, that a Kohen is only permitted to be Metame Lemesim Letzorech HaKvura. So let's say on Shabbos, a relative dies on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not Metapele in the Kvura. So the Kohen wouldn't have any heter to stay in the room. When his relative dies, he has to leave the room if it's Shabbos. That's how we paskin. That a Kohen is only allowed to be Metame. If it's Hutra, heter Gomer. But if it's Tchuya, means the tzorach kiyam mitzvah. Which kiyam mitzvah? So they said the tzorach akvura, because you're metapel in the kvura, you want to help out in the kvura, you want to go along with the kvura. But Shabbos you don't do a kvura. That would be the difference. Yeah. The Rambam writes an interesting chiddush that the mitzvah says it. Lo yitam is a mitzvah choyva like Rabbi Akiva. Only applies to zichri kuhuna. It doesn't apply to kohenes. It doesn't apply to levim and yisrael. Levim and Yisrael, Kohanim who are muzer ala tumah, normally they're prohibited from coming in contact with a maize. So here, if it's one of the Zayin Kroivim, then it's a mitzvah to be mechalal kedushas kohuna, to show out of kavod a maize that you're mechalal kedushas kohuna. But if it's a koheness or a Yisrael or a Levi, that they're not muzer ala tumah, so by participating in the funeral, you're not demonstrating anything. You have to participate in the funeral somehow or another, otherwise it'd be a bizoyin ames. You have to attend. But you necessarily have to be mitame. So the Rambam says no, that the chiyuv lo yitama is only zichr kuna shehuzra al atuma. The Raibid is masing on the Rambam. The Raibid disagrees. Machlok is the Rambam and the Raibid. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, according to the Rambam, you have to say that it's the chuyah. If he says hutra, the melech atchila, the prohibition was never given. So what do you mean that But the Kohen demonstrating the Chil Kedushas Kahuna, that's how he demonstrates Kavod HaMet. There is no Chil Kedushas Kahuna. If the Din has an exception to the rule, that was like Tam Abavav Kim L'Shera Karavelov. That was an exception to the rule. If you say that that B'davka, you have to he is Muzer Al HaMesim, and you have to be Mechal Kedushas Kahuna. So that sounds like Duchuya. That sounds like the Rambam says that Tumas HaMes is Duchuya. The Rambam Taka writes that Koy Metami to the Zayin Kroiv, he writes that it's Duchuya, and not Hutra, and therefore there's an Afkamina Halacha LaMaisa. So what's an Afkamina? This comes up all the time. Let's say there's a funeral in the funeral home, and they have two Mesim. There's one funeral at 10 o'clock in the morning, and one funeral at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. See, the other Mesim is in the same building. So a Kohen is only permitted to be mitami to the mace if the only mace that's there is his mace. If they have another mace, the Rambam says not allowed because it's only duchuya, it's not hutra. If he's already mitami to his mace, let's say he's going in the hearse. He's going in the hearse and he's together with his mace. So then there's no tosefes tumah if he touches another mace. But milchatchila to go into his mace, knowing that there's another mace in the building, so the Rambam says that that's not permissible. The Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's often a problem because they have another mace in the same funeral home, and the Kohen doesn't realize he goes into to participate in the funeral. There's such a machloikas in Shulchan Aruch, and Oinen is not permitted to be mikayim mitzvahs. Oinen is not allowed to violate averes either, but he's called manchem mace for the fun of. Is not permitted to observe mitzvahs. The Achrenim assume that it's only mitzvah rabban. Even though Tesis quotes Yerushalmi that darshans it from a pasuk, so the Achrenim assume that the pasuk was only intended that as an asmachta. It's not a din deraisa. The mishmeis mutalafanav is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So the Achrenim have a machlekes. Let's say meis mutalafanav, and he didn't daven shachris. Now it's after this man shachris, and they do the kfura, and then after the kfura. Does he do tashlumin for the shachris that he missed? Do you say that Oinen is potter from davening shachris, potter legamri, so there's no need for tashlumin? Or do you say, no, the Oinen is mechuyiv in shachris, but he's not allowed to fulfill it. So therefore, since he was mechuyiv, so he should do tashlumin later on. He should daven mincha, and he should say a second shman esri for tashlumin. The pischei tshuva there, the end of Yeridea, that siman about Oinen is also to do mitzvah. Pischei tshuva quotes, I think the Chubas HaRatvaz, that the Oinen should be the Shliach Tzibur for Mincha, and he should say Chazaras HaShatz. And when he says the Chazaras HaShatz, he should have in mind that this should be Chazaras HaShatz for Mincha, and if it's necessary, this should serve the second Shemaneh Esav that he's going to say out loud, the Chazaras HaShatz, that should be the Tashluma for Shachris. I don't exactly understand how that works. How can it be? The Gemara says in the Sugya of Atochan Antonu about Tashlumins, the Kavanas Hamas Palel, it's the exact same text of the Shmanes of Shachris Mincha Ma'arev. So the Kavanas HaGabra is Kaveh, what the Shem HaTvila is. So if he has in mind the Shem Chazaras HaShatz of Mincha, how can he also have in mind the Shem Tashlumin for the Shachris? This is Mincha, it's not Tashlumin for Shachris. I don't know, but that's what the Pischa Chuvah quotes from the Chuvah HaRadvaz. You should have that in mind. So that machloik is whether the Oinen. Whether the Oinen is mechuyev mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to do them, when the Oinen is not mechuyev at all, nafkamina, whether you do tashlumen or not, that machlekes, Rav Soloveitchik said, based on the Rambam says that the Kohen is metami to the Zayin Kroiv, sounds like it's the chuya, not hutra, he says the chuya, gives the nafkamina if there's another mace, and he said he understands why the Rambam holds that it's the chuya. That's the key of my mitzvah, lo yitama, to demonstrate that you're mechal kedushas kahuna, the kavod the mace. So he would understand the same is true regarding an oina. Oina really is mechuyev in mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to do the mitzvahs. So there should be tashlumen. Should be tashlumen.
Just because there's another mace, how does that prove it's because it's tachuyev, even if it was hutra, it's only hutra to his mace? Huh?
Yeah, why is it tali zeb zeb with no one is sure exactly? But that's what the Rambam sounds like he says. So that's what they break their hands to try to see why should that depend on Tchuya and Hutra, but that's what the Rambam sounds like he says.
If there was a family of Kohanim, so there's a few sons, so they don't need to go, let's say they're bearing him and they're bearing a mother or something in Israel, they don't need to go to for the court, so it's supposed to say they're not allowed to be Metamina? Because
no.
The father could do it.
No, they'll be metame a little bit here. They'll participate a little bit in the kvura. They're going along with the Levi, they go to the airport. They don't have to go there, it's Israel.
Even though they're not needed, they're not really needed for it, someone else could do it.
They're needed. It's a mitzvah that they should participate in the kvura. So that mitzvah of participating in the kvura is what's matir, the Issa Tumas Kohanim. It's the chuyah. And if it's Shabbos and he's not allowed to do anything at all for the purpose of the kvura, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't be mitami to the mace. You shouldn't be in the room with the mace.
And then if it's the rabbanim, it's an issue of chuyah of utra, and by the rabbanim.
What do you mean, the rabbanim?
Because we're making
the oinim.
The oinim.
Yeah.
So.
It's a machlokes in achreinim. If you assume it's only the rabbanim, the achreinim assume that the whole din of oinim is not allowed to do mitzvahs. The rabbanim. Yeah.
So how can you talk about utra?
You can't talk about a mitzvah there. I say probably can't talk about the shaila. The shaila is about davening. Davening is only with the rabbanim.
Yeah.
So the shaila is the shachris or the mincha that the oinim missed. Was he? Do we say Kol Zman is an Ein and is not mechuyev at all to daven? If it was mechuyev, it's not tashlumin. But he say no, he was mechuyev and he's an onus because we don't allow him to observe the mitzvah. If a person was an onus, then there is tashlumin. That's a mishnah. If a person was onus on Pesach Rishon, he didn't bring the korban Pesach Yudal and Nissan, then he brings Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara never says that it depends on the machlekes Rebbe Rav Nosson whether Pesach Sheni is tashlumin leRishon. A regal bifnatzma. So it would appear that even if it's a tashlumin, and even though he was onus on Pesach Rishon, onus achmana patre just means if he's honest the whole time. But let's say he was honest on Yudalad Nisan and Yudalad Ir, he's not honest. So all the Tanaim would agree, you should bring Pesach Sheni. There is tashlumin for an honest. You don't say, onus achmana patre is part of the gamre, and therefore there's no tashlumin. You don't say like that. That's a beferish. Rabbi Chana Vassman points that out. Rav Yosef Engel writes that this is a machlokes achreinim, but the oinus rachmana patre means you're potter from the chiyuv to do the mitzvah, or you're potter from an oinus, you won't be punished for not fulfilling the mitzvah. Nafkamina is whether there's tashlumen or not. That sounds like it's a machlokes achreinim. If a person was onus and he wasn't able to daven mincha, does he do tashlumen or not? Rav Yosef Engel explains that this is what they're fighting about. Rabbi Chana Vassman says the whole thing is difficult. There's a beferish in Mishnah. Whoever was honest on Pesach Rishon brings Pesach Sheni. The Gemara never says that it depends on the machlokes what the Pesach Sheni is. Tashlumen l'Rishon, that if it's Tashlumen, you don't have Tashlumen if he was an honest. So you see that there would be. You see that even if it's Tashlumen l'Rishon and he was honest on the Rishon, it doesn't mean that he's Pata Legamre. Even if the old Pata Legamre means if he was honest the whole time. Let's say he was honest. A person was on the first beginning of the afternoon at Yudal Nissen. He was sick in the hospital. Then they released him from the hospital, and now he's healthy. So at the end of the day, he was not on us. So over here also, he was on us on the whole Yudal Nissen, but on Yudal of the year, he's not on us. So now it's possible to bring Pesach Sheni. So bring. He's not an on us today. So there is Tashlumen for on us. That's a Beferish and Mishnah. There is Tashlumen for on us. The Gemara says in the first parak in Rav Soloveitchik took this as a moshel. So just like from the Rambam, the Rambam says that the mitzvah lo yitama only applies to zichri kunahu muzer ala tume. So the nature of the mitzvah lo yitama is to demonstrate that of kavod ameis that we mechalal kedushas kuna. So he thought the same makes sense what those achrayim said that the einen is mechuyev in mitzvahs, but we don't allow him to do the mitzvahs. Not that he's potter min mitzvahs, he's potter from davening. No, mikra din is mechuyev too, and the fact that he violates the mitzvah out of kavod ameis, that's the kavod ameis. But if you would say the oinen is potter mikovakol, said that it's not kavod ameis. So Absalachik thought that that day in achrayim sounds along the lines of the Rambam. By the Rambam says only this zichrikuna on mitzvah to be mitami to the meis. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yevamos, the Gemara talks about a Nazir who finishes the Naziris, or a Metzorah who becomes Tohar, so he has to do Tiglachas. The Metzorah has to shave off all the hair on his body. Nazir only has to shave off the hair on top of his head. The beard, when he's a Nazir, if he wants, he can shave off the beard. And when the Naziris is over, he does not have to shave off the beard. The beard is not never included in the first place. And Naziris, la malavala mori, the beard. Only the top of the head. Kal Peres Arosha, the Rosha is the top of head, and this is the Zokan. So the Gemara says there that if a Kohen was a Nazir and he finishes Naziris and has to shave off all the hair, or if the Kohen was a Mitzor and he becomes Tor and has to shave off all the hair on his whole body, so you need an additional Pasuk to say that it's Mutter, because if when the Kohen, the Pasuk says, if the Kohen marries a Grusha, Zayin of a Halala, so he's in violation of Kedoshim Yilalahayim. He's in violation of an essay in addition to the Lois essay. Isha Grusha, Isha Loikachu, he's also in violation of the essay Kedoshim Yilalahayim. So the Gemara says, when the Kohen shaves with a razor, no one's allowed to shave with a razor. But it says it specifically, it says it twice. It says it by Kohanim, it says it by Kol Yisrael. So by Kohanim, the Kohen, in addition to violation of the regular lav, is also a violation of the Esiv Kedoshim Yilalakim. It's a lav miyuchad for Kohanim. That's what the Rambam writes. Why is it miyuchad for Kohanim? So he says, we call them galochim. We call the ministers of the other religion galochim, because the practice used to be years ago, used to shave off all their hair. That's what the Rambam writes in Maran Devuchim, that we're not allowed to shave off the peis and the beard, because that was a practice of the Komori of the Avodah Zarah. And that's, you look in the Rambam. Rambam has all the dinim of Pasar Rosh and Pasar Zokan in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, because he assumes that this has to do with the Minhagim, the practices of the Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk is also like that. Pasuk sounds like Kedoshim Yilalakeim, the Kohen who's going to shave off his beard and his Pasar Rosh will be, in addition to violating the Lois essay, he'll also be in violation of the essay. V'kidashto, you have to be mechabed the kohen. V'kidashto. So the Gemara says that the kohen gets the first aliyah as a din deraisa. Why does the Mishnah say that it's a takana mepnei dark shalom? So the Gemara in Gittin explains that min haTorah you have to be mechabed the kohen, but if he wants to be moichel on his kohen, he has a right to do so. I mean, the Rabbanan made a takana that on Shabbos and Yontem, since it's a big crowd in shul, the kohen should not be moichel on his kohen, because one week there's going to be a bar mitzvah, he'll be moichel on his kohen because they need more aliyahs. Next week there'll be an oifru for a sheva brachas or something, and he won't be moichel on his kohen to the next week. So it's going to cause friction. How come he's moichel this week and this week is not moichel on his kohen? Made a takana should never be moichel on his kohen. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Mishnah says, that the kohen kohirishin is mepnei darkei shalom. But it starts off as a din deraisa. The kiddush does a din deraisa. Just min haTorah can be moichel on his kohen. The Rabbanan, we don't allow him to be moichel on his kohen. So there is a Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Pei Zayin, where Tosfos tells a story. The Gabbai called up a kohen to get the first aliyah, and a wise guy, a Yisrael, Nishkan kohen, ran up and he took the aliyah. He said Baruch Hashem Baruch. People didn't realize that they hadn't called him up, so they all said Baruch Hu. And everybody, they went right that day. He stole the aliyah from the kohen. So the Gemara says there in Chulin, that Pei Zayin, there's a knas of Rabbi Gamliel, that if I steal a mitzvah from someone else that deserved it, the Gabbai called up the other one. The Gabbai called up the kohen. So if I steal a mitzvah, so you have to pay asorah zehuvim. And sometimes if they're mechabit someone, they should bench mezumah. So the benching has four brachas. Azanus hakol, no dolecha, and so on. There are four brachas there, so you have to pay 40 zehuvim. Not Stam 10 Zehuvim, the mitzvah has four brachas, so he paid 40 Zehuvim. So Tosfos has a whole discussion. The fellow stole the mitzvah, the Yisrael stole the mitzvah from the Kohen, does he have to pay? So Tosfos comes up with a chiddush, he doesn't have to pay, because v'kidashta, that the Kohen gets the first aliyah, is only a din midirabban. You only pay if he's entitled to the mitzvah min haTorah. What's an example? A guy's entitled to the mitzvah min haTorah. So there's a din by Kisei Hadam, Mishu Shachot Hu Yechasa. Whoever shechts the chaya or oaf, whoever shechts the animal, he has the first crack at doing kiseda. So someone else, I shecht the chaya the oaf, and someone else is going to rush in, do the kiseda, so he's told the mitzvah for me, because the chumash says, I have the schus, I have the first crack at doing the mitzvah, I have the right to perform the mitzvah. But if the kohen only is entitled mid the rabbana to get the first aliyah, so you don't have to pay. That's one reason that the Tosfos gives. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that the kohen getting the first aliyah is a takana de rabbana mipnei darkei shalom. The Gemara asks, what takana de rabbana? There I say, v'shnei ba v'kidashto, he gets the first aliyah. So Tosfos says, it means that there's an asmachta for it. Why does the Mishnah say Darkei Shalom? There's an Asmachta in a Pasuk that has nothing to do with Darkei Shalom. It's Asmachta in the Rabbanon, you should be Mechabed the Kohen. But it's not based on Darkei Shalom. That was the Gemara's Kasha. It's a Chiddush what Tosfos says, that the Kohen getting the first Aliyah is not a Din Derais. Simple reading of the Gemara is not so. So Tosfos claims that that's not what the Gemara meant. Then the Gemara says that this Takana the Rabbanon, that we don't permit the Kohen to be Mechal on his Kovet, only applies Shabbos and Yontov because there's a big crowd in Shul. So 1 week it'll be Mechal on his Kovet for the family with the Bar Mitzvah. Next week there'll be a Shever Brochus or a Bris or whatever, and he won't be Mechal on his Kovet next Shabbos. So it'll cause friction in the Shul. So the Gemara says, but Sheni B'chamishi, there isn't such a big crowd in the Shul. Shabbos and Yontov, it's crowded, and Sheni B'chamishi, it's not so crowded. So then he is permitted to be Mechal on his Kovet. So Tosfos, the little Tosfos writes over there, that Bizman HaZeh, in the days of the Baal HaTosfos, the whole Kehillah barely had a minyan. During the Crusades, they wiped out so many Kehillahs, but it wasn't like the days of the Nazis that there were millions and millions and millions of Jews. In the days of the Baal HaTosfos, the Kehillah barely had 10 men. Every community, if it had 10, 11 men, it was a big community. They didn't have so many people. So Tosfos says, Bayos, Sheni B'chamishi, the shul is just as crowded as it is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Memele, the Takana Derabbanan applies equally on Sheni B'chamishi like it applied in the days of the Mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. That's what all the tshuvas are all about. Due to changing circumstances, the Dinim and the Gemara still apply to Zmanazah. So what's the Shaila? So due to changing, see, the Reform said that years ago, getting divorced was an embarrassment, it was a shameful thing. So a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. But today, every other person is getting divorced, nothing wrong. If you're not, I never got divorced, so there's something wrong with me. And normal people get divorced a few times in their lifetime. So today, there's nothing wrong, Kohanim can marry a Grusha. So we don't accept that. But there is a question, So that's what the Gdolim in Europe, when the Reform movement began, that was one of the first takonas that they made. The Kohen was permitted to marry Grusha, so the Rabbanim put their foot down and said, it's not correct. The Isser of a Kohen marrying a Grusha applies, even if it's not an embarrassment. But the question is over here, right? They asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, all the Tshuvas are like that. The Dinim and the Chumash, the Dinim and the Gemara still apply B'zman HaZeh, because we live in changing times, so all the circumstances are different. So sometimes a Din does not apply, and sometimes a Din does apply. That was the Shaila. In the days of the Baal HaTosfos, the shul was just as crowded on Sheni B'chamishi as it was on Shabbos Yom Tov. Today is not so. Shabbos Yom Tov, the shul is crowded to capacity. Sheni B'chamishi is not so crowded. Why not? I don't know. They daven other minyan. They daven at the office. They daven at home. Whatever the hesber is, whatever the mystery is, but the shul is not as crowded. None of the minyanim are crowded on Sheni B'chamishi like they are.
Huh? A lot of shuls, so people
call. Right. So Ramosha Feinstein says that Bizman HaZeh, we go back to the days of the Gemara. The meaning today is like in the days of the Gemara, that on Sheni B'chamishi, the shul is not so crowded. Sheni B'chamishi, we would permit the coin to be Mechal on his Kovet. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, not. On Sheni B'chamishi today, it's like in the days of the Gemara, so the Psak goes back to the days of the Gemara. That's what Ramosha says.
They gave a reason for the Psak, so when they give a reason, then.
Right. You have to judge in each case, and sometimes even if they give a reason, even if the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. You have to judge. When is it a davshe d'minyan? When is it not?
What if there's like a bar mitzvah during Sheni B'chamishi and it's packed, like it is on Shabbos?
Uh-huh. I don't know. That's a good question. Don't know. Yeah. The Sifro has a comment, La'itam bal biyam of lehechalo. Rashi quotes it. If a kohen is married to a grusha, the kohen is matame to his own wife. But if the kohen is married to his wife be iser, so he temporarily, La'itam bal biyam of lehechalo, when he's married to his wife, she's mechala his kedushas kuna. Kozman that he's married to the grusha, we wouldn't allow him to be makar karbanis on the Beis HaMikdash. It's a temporary psul of chalolas. If they have children, a Kohen marries a Grusha, they have children, all the children will be halolim for the rest of their lives. But the Kohen who marries the Grusha, calls man, he's married to the Grusha, he's temporarily a halolim. So that's how Rashi quotes from the Sifro, should not be metame to his wife if she's mechal his Kedushas Kunin temporarily. So the Raibit has a running commentary on the Torah's Kohen. So the Raibit has a fantastic Kiddush on this Sifro. He assumes that this and din deraisa, that Mishnah Mchoris, that a Kohen who's Matam Elameisa, or a Kohen who's married to an Isser, to a woman, be Isser, is not allowed, we don't permit him to be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh, lehei chalol, that it's a temporary status of chalolus, the rabbit assumes that it's a din deraisa. That's a collector's item, that rabbit. The pashta says that it's certainly not so. But we assume it's only midirabbanan. It's a knas midirabbanan. And that's why the Mishnah says that if the kohen swears that he's going to divorce his wife, even though he didn't divorce her yet, he swears he's going to divorce her, not going to remarry her, he's not going to violate the dinim again, so then you can allow him to be makor korbanos at Beis HaMikdash, even though he's still married to her. So what does it help if he swears, if it's a real din d'oraisa? So the pashta says that it's only a penalty midirabbanan. But that penalty midirabbanan is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't give him the first aliyah, and you don't let him duchen. If a kohen is married to Beisr, Kain is married by Issa, so midirabbanan, we treat him as if he's temporarily a cholo till he stops. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, he's very surprised. Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha writes, he's very surprised. He says, you look on the Beis Yosef, he quotes a machlokes from the days of the Gaonim. Whether this penalty midirabbanan, they all assume it's a penalty midirabbanan, not like the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim here. Whether this penalty midirabbanan only applies with respect to Hakrovas Hakrabanas. A Kol Zman is married the Isser to the Grusha, we don't permit him to be Makor Karbonis. So does it even apply with respect to Duchenin, respect to taking the first Aliyah? So Rov HaGaonim hold that the Knas Midirabbanan is very restricted. It doesn't apply to Duchenin and it doesn't apply to getting the first Aliyah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's very surprised why the Shulchan Aruch Paskan the Chumrah, considering, if you look on the Beis Yosef, the Rov HaGaonim that he quotes say that there is no penalty over there. So that's a question today, sometimes, let's say. A Kohen is married to a Geirus, and he didn't know there was anything wrong with it. And then they both become observant, and they're not yet observant enough that he should divorce his wife. He's not holding by that madrig. It's not so easy. Tell a guy, go divorce your wife. Not so potion. So, but for years he was duchening in the shul. Nobody realized that he's doing something improper. So the shayla is he mechuyev to embarrass himself? He's married to the woman Beissa. He's married to a Gior, he's married to a Grusha. Is he mechuyev to embarrass himself and stop duchening and tell a gabbai, don't give me the first aliyah anymore? If the Mishnah Berurah has tainus, why the Shulchan Aruch quoted it lahaloche? Because the Rov HaGaonim hold that it only applies to knas, is only with respect to Akrobus Karbonis and Beis HaMikdash. That's a shala, how far do you go? Here the Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to marry an almana. Kohen Hedyot is permitted to marry almana. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. What if a Kohen Hedyot marries an almana? He's married for 30 years. And then the Kohen Gadol dies and they want to appoint him. So they can't appoint him as the Kohen Gadol because he's married to an almana. Kohen Gadol can't be married to an almana. So the Mishnah says it's mutter. Mishnah says in Yavam is a Dav Samach Aleph, I think. Dav Samach, Samach Aleph. Or the Ishtariya, Ishtariya. If at the time that he married her, it was Beheta Gomer, a Kohen Hedyot, it is permitted to marry an almana. It was Beheta Gomer. So she remains mutteris to him, even though later on he's appointed as the Kohen Gadol. He's not in violation of any Yisra. It means if he's a Kohen Gadol, in the state of Kohen Gadol, he wants to marry an almana. Then the Chumash says that you're not allowed to. Here there's a diyun. We have a klal enis echal alisa, machlekes tatanoim. So we pass an enis echal alisa. Then there are exceptions to the rules. If it's an isa moisif, if it's an isa kol, or if it's an isa basachas, then we say yisir is chal alisa. So the Mishnah has, the Gemara has, and the end of Kiddushin, there's a case that a Kohen marries a girl and he gets four times malchus because she's all four together. She's an almana grusha halal zayna. She's all four together. So the Kohen Gadol will get malchus four times. So the Gemara says, but it's only if it's in this order in Pasuk Yud Dalet. First she became an almana from the first husband, then she married the second husband, she became a grusha, then she became a halala, she was living with a goy, and then she became a zayna. So if it's all four in this direction, almana, afterwards grusha, afterwards halala, afterwards zayna, then the Gemara explains why it's Issa Chalalisa. These are all exceptions to the rule. But if it's out of order, out of the order that appears in Pasuk Yud Dalet, then the din would be Ein Issa Chalalisa. Interesting. So the Gemara is fishing. How do you know that there's a din of Ein Issa Chalalisa? Should it say from this Pasuk? The Pasuk puts it in this order because that's the only way you get four times Malkus for doing the one Aver. The Mishnah has, in the end of Makis, Yeshcharish Telem Echad, a person plows a farm, and he gets eight times Malkus. That's a different thing. He violates eight different averis. He's a kohen and he's a nazir, and it's a cemetery there, and it's a yontif, and it's planting kalayim. He's doing eight different averis. But he's doing one aver. His baal isho asura loy, but she's asura for four reasons. If she's an almana for four husbands, he doesn't get four times malchus. If she's a grusha from four times over, so she doesn't get four times malchus. If she's an almana from one husband, a grusha from another husband, a chalola, and a zayna, in that order, then there's a reason why each one is an isa moisif, an isa koilo, and an isa chalalisa. If it would be out of order, it wouldn't be. So they should have quoted this pasuk. This pasuk is a mocker for the din of an isa chalalisa. But this pasuk is the exception to the rule when it is chal, when the isa is chalalisa.
The Gemara gives a reason why it has to be in that order?
Yeah, a whole discussion. Because the Aramana is only Asura to Kain Gadol. Then she becomes a Grusha, she's Asura even to Kain Hedyot. So that's a broader Isa. That's an Isa Moisif. Then Chalola, she's not even allowed to eat Truman. Then Zaina, there's a shame Zaina Li Yisrael. Eshishisha Zinta, Saita is Asura Li Yisrael. So even though this Zaina is a different kind of Zaina, but the shame Zaina applies to Yisrael. So the Gemara gives reasons each step of the way why Grusha is Chal on Almana, why Chalol is Chal on Grusha, why Zayin is Chal on Chalol. When the Chumash writes that the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to marry a Grusha, has a very strange expression, V'isha Grusha me'isha lo yikochu. V'isha Grusha from her husband, me'isha, me'isha from her. Of course Grusha me'isha. When he repeats it again, just says Grusha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. That's how we say in Hebrew. Kohen not allowed, in Yiddish, Hebrew. Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. In Yiddish, you say not allowed to take a grusha. That's what they asked Rav Chaim Oizer. There was a balagola. His parnasa was he would like a taxi cab driver. In Europe, they didn't have taxi cabs. They have a guy had a wagon and he had a horse, and the horse pulled a wagon. So he would charge people. He would drive them from one city to the other. So the Balagola had a shaila. Yes, Rav Chaim Oizer has such a shver shaila. Is he allowed to take a grusha somewhere? He's on the horse, and she's no yichud. She's in the buggy. He's in the horse. But in Yiddish, he said, "Kohen is not allowed to take a grusha." So he told not a tonish them and a grusha. So Rav Chaim Oizer explained, "No, means he's not allowed to marry a grusha. He's allowed to take her a taxi cab ride. That's mutter." Sometimes misunderstood. Yeah. So that's strange. Why does he say yisha grusha meisha lekach? Of course meisha. So the Mishnah in the end of the Gittin learns out of din. Afil learn is garsha ela meisha. That's called reach haget. Let's say the husband is a tzedreita, a wise guy. He gives his wife a get, and he writes in the get, Haret megureshes mimeni v'iat meteres l'shum adam. You're not married to me means I'm not obligated to support you any longer, but I don't permit you to marry anybody else. So she still is married to him. He only gave a get l'chatzon that he's not obligated to support her anymore. So the get is batel mevutel, is meaningless. It's not chal arov. Yet menteres l'chol adam. Yet menteres l'shum adam. It's not a valid get. And nonetheless, it smells like a get. It's a reach haget. So the Mishnah says that's what the pasuk means. V'isha grusha me'isha. Afilu lo nisgarsha ela me'isha. She was never nisgarsha to the extent that she's menteres l'chol adam. Normally in the get, you write v'harei menteres l'chol adam. When you give the get, you say harei zekitech v'harei megurash b'mani v'harei menteres l'chol adam. Here he gives a get to Harei Zegita of Harei Iyap and Taris Lushum Adam. So the get is nothing. Minatar is nothing. Nonetheless, she's not allowed to, if the husband is a Kohen, now she has to get the divorced. She's not allowed to remain with the husband. Or if the husband dies later on, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen later because that's called the Reach HaGet. So the Rambam quotes this din of Reach HaGet. He sounds like he means that it's only Midirabbanan. So the Magen Mishnah disagrees with the Rambam and says, why did he assume that it's only an Asmachta Midirabbanan? The Mishnah learns it out from a pasuk, so the Magen Mishnah knows that it's an Issa Derais. So the Shagasaria has Shalas Achuva Shagasaria. Nobody ever asked them, these Shilas. What's the Sozman Kriyashma? Where the Kriyashma is Deraisa. No one asked these Shilas. Yeah, Sugyas and Nigamar. He wrote essays on the Sugyas and Nigamar. So he has over here also Shilas. Is Reach Haget, the Din Deraisa, Din Derabbanan. So he quotes the Machlokes as the Rambam in the Magen Mishnah. He says he agrees with the Magen Mishnah. He thinks that Reach Haget is a Din Deraisa. What other cases are there? Mishnah only has this case of Reach HaGet. What if the husband gave a get to his wife? The get was written Shaloi Lishma. Is that also Reach HaGet? The get has the exact same text, but it wasn't written with the Tzibi HaBa. The Baal didn't authorize the Sefer to write it. And after it was written already, Shalabitzibabal, then the Baal takes it and he gives it to the wife. So the Gemara says, a get that's written Shalolishma is not even a Rech get. And even if there was a vague Lishma, he tells the Sefer, he has two wives, he didn't decide which one, he can't afford two wives, he's going to divorce one of them, he didn't decide which one, and they both have the same name. So he says that Sefer, Ksob get Lishti, Lezit Sheretz Agashel. Right, a get for my wife, I didn't decide which one I'm going to divorce, I'm going to divorce one of them. So the Mishnah says that it's no good. So the Gemara said, that's also not even a Rech get. If it's Shalol Lishma, any Shalol Lishma is not even a Rech get. So what is Rech get? The only case you have in the Mishnah is this one and only case. When the Baal gave a get to his wife and he said, So the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer quotes the Chuvas HaRashbo that there's another case of a Rech get. If a man was encouraged by the Rabbanim to give a get to his wife, L'chumra, Mi'ikra, then he really doesn't need a get. But the Rabbanim encouraged him, he should give a get L'chumra. So get L'chumra is also called Rech get. So we have that a lot today. There was a big shaila from the 1900s, after the First World War. There were so many non-observant Jews, and many couples would get married by the justice of the peace. They wouldn't shtel a chuppah, they wouldn't have chuppah v'kiddush. So the shaila is, if a secular couple got married in the government, Nisui Arkoes, later on they got divorced, so is there a need to write a get? That he say, no, you don't even need a get. They were never married. According to Jewish law, they were never married. They didn't give kesef, they just, when you go to the justice of the peace, it just marks down on the book that you're married. There is no kiddushe kesef. So that was the big shaila in Europe where the nisui akoras need a get. So there was a rabbi in London, Rabbi Tzvi Ferber. He himself learned in Slobodka. So there are people in the neighborhood, other people around the world who remember davening his shul. They learned by him. So he used to teach the teenagers and the young married men. He used to teach Torah in his shul. He published many svarim, abdrashas mainly. So he put out a sefer years ago about this, whether he corresponded with all about the dinim in Europe and in America. And they all said the same thing, that lechatchila should try to get a get from the husband, lechumer, but mikredin, if he can't get a get, she's allowed to remarry without a get. And the only two who disagreed, they held that the get is makir b'dyeved, was the Ragachava in Europe, and Rav Henkin in New York. So that's what he writes. People always say that it's machlekes or Moshe Feinstein or Rav Henkin. It's not machlekes. Moshe Rav Henkin. So machlek is 98% of the Rabbanim against Rav Henkin and the Ragachava. The Ragachava said it's a din of Pilegesh. He wrote something, and no one is exactly sure what he wrote. The Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, has the letter from the Ragachava. It's a din pilegesh, and you need a get minatur. And Rav Henkin also stood alone. He did not be din pilegesh. He had Einan Mosa bilos nus. And if there are religious Jews in the neighborhoods, and the fact that they're living together, kedach ish v'yishtai, that's considered edus lekim adav, and we know that they're living together, so that's kiddush ibir. Yeah. So that was the shaila. Most of the rabbanim are of the opinion that get that's needed is only lechumer. Mikra din, if he can't get a get, she's allowed to remarry anyway. So let's say they went for the chumrah and they gave the husband gave a get, and then later on she wants to marry a kohen. So the Ramah writes in Ebenezer, Ramah quotes a Chuvas Rashba, that's a chumrah, we treat that like Reach HaGet. Problem is, there is no such Rashba. There is no such Rashba. There is a Chuvas Rashba where he raises such a possibility, then he explains why it's not correct. So that's what the Pri Yitzchak points out. We saw Salanta had many Talmidim in the Muslim movement. They had three most outstanding, and each one was outstanding in a different area. So Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, who was the rabbi in St. Petersburg, his son is Rabbi Yitzchak Petterburger. Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser wrote the Shadas Chuvis that's called Pri Yitzchak. I think we mentioned them yesterday. Ein Yitzchak, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Hanas Chuvis, Zen Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak Petterburger wrote Pri Yitzchak, it's like he does like detective work. He said there's a Rashba. So the Rashba quoted the Gemara. So what does the Rashba say on that Gemara? And that the Rashba there quotes another Gemara. So one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, till he opens up and he says, take the whole picture. Let's put all the Rashbas together. Let's put all the Gemaras together. That's how he always does. Like research, normal. His Chuvas are very strong. He can't argue with his Chuvas. Everything goes to step A, goes to step B, to C, to D. Everything goes on. So he quotes the Rashba and the Chidush HaManyavam says Beferish against this Ramah, And the Chulas HaRashba also says Beferish Natsa. So he says this is a very difficult Ramah, that if a get was given Lechum, he treated it as Reich HaGet, but he says he's not prepared to take on the Ramah. The Ramah says she shouldn't marry a Kohen if she got a get Lechum. But the Bishmuel quotes a Bach, who says that even b'di'evit, if the girl married this girl who got the get lechumer, even b'di'evit, if she married a kohen, and this is teitzah, she has to get divorced. So he says, on my achrayas, he says, I would be mekel against her. The Ramah didn't quote that far. That's the Beis Shmuel quoted the Bach, who said like that. He says he doesn't think you have to go so far, because the whole Ramah itself is very difficult, because the Rashba, he claims that it's a misquotation. Show us the Rashba says, punkt verkehr. Yeah. So that's the story of Reach HaGet. Yes. Beishamai have a chumre reach haget that Beisul do not accept. Beishamai say if a husband wrote a get to divorce his wife, it's already reach haget, even though he never gave it. And Beisul will say no, he never gave it. And even if he gave the get ala tanai, on the tanai that it rains tomorrow, it didn't rain tomorrow, so then Beisul will say it's still not a reach haget. Beishamai have a chiddush. When the husband wrote a get, ksivas haget is tchilas hagerishin. So if he just wrote the get, even though he never gave it, she's already called the reach haget. She's already called the grusha v'kansi. If the husband is a kohen, now he's not allowed to live with her anymore. So we don't paskan like that, Beis Shammai. Yeah? Yeah. They all are subscribed to the din of reach haget. The reach haget is the Mishnah. He says, harei ze gitach v'harei iat menteres lushum adam. That reach haget, they all agreed to. Beis Shammai added on, that ksivas haget is also reach haget. So that we don't accept. The Rambam follows the tradition of the Ga'onim, the Rif, Ga'onim, the Mechaber Paschim like this. All the Chach Misrat, that Avelis Yom Rishon is their Raisa. The Gemara says Avelis only the Rabbanim. That means the rest of Shiva, the Shloshim, that's the Rabbanim. But Avelis Yom Rishon is their Raisa. Where is there a Pasuk Chumash that says you have to observe Avelis? So the Rambam says Avelis is a very serious mitzvah, but Haraya, that lo yitama, the kohen is metame to the zayin kareivim, that's a niyug of avelus. So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, so the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, where is the mitzvah seser deraisa to observe avelus? Lo yitama. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, lo yitama is a chayva, this is the mitzvah of niyug avelus. The kohen's being metame to the zayin kareivim is one aspect of niyug avelus. Where did the Rambam get it from? It's the Gemara. The Gemara in the third parak in Ma'ikot, the Ne'elam Megal, the Gemara has a braisa that says, this relatives listed off in the Chumash that the Kohen is obligated to be Mitame, so one observes Avelis for those relatives. Then Hosifa, they added on more relatives for Avelis. But it sounds like the initial din of Avelis is a din deraisa. Whoever the Kohen is Mitame to, that's a niyug Avelis. So you see that's the mocha for the Chiyuv to observe Avelis. So then you continue to read for that Kohen Gadol is not mitami to the seven relatives, only to a meis mitzvah. So why is he not mitami to the seven relatives? So the pasuk pshat is that a Kohen Gadol does not observe Avelis. That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek Elam Begalchen, the third Perek in Maitkotten, a Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula ki Yisrael baregel dami. Just like Yisrael baregel doesn't observe Avelis, because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, the Gemara says, Osi Esed the Rabbim V'dochi Esed the Yochid. Esed the Rabbim is Simchas Yontif, and Avelis is an Esed the Yochid. So Osi Esed the Rabbim V'dochi Esed the Yochid. That's why Yisrael Beregel doesn't observe Avelis. A Kohen Gadol kol hashana kulo, ki Yisrael Beregel domi. Yeah. Where'd they get it from? From the Mashmos of the Pasuk. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that the Kohen Gadol is a normal human being like everybody else. He's obligated to observe Avelis. So all Achronim ask is against the Gemara. So some of them say he got it from the Mishnah in the second parak in Sanhedrin. Because the Mishnah says that they give a Sudas Avro to the Kohen Gadol. They go to be Menachem Ovel to the Kohen Gadol and they give him a Sudas Avro. They go to be Menachem Ovel. You can be Menachem Ovel on Yontif also. Sudas Avro, you can have on Shah, you can have on Yontif also Sudas Avro. Achalamoy, Yontif Taisis is not sure. But Achalamoy, you don't observe Avelis and you still have a Sudas Avro. Mishnah is like that. So just because you give a Sudas Avroah to the Kohen Gadol doesn't necessarily indicate that the Kohen Gadol observes just because you go be Menachem Ovel, doesn't show that there's a din of Niyug Avelis. That's very schwer. The Achrenim say the Mokim for the Rambam is a Mishnah. So how does the Gemara Ma'akotin say against the Mishnah and Sanhedrin? It's a problem. Why did the Rambam decide to paskin against the Nafin and Gemara? The Gemara befers that the Kohen Gadol does not observe Havelis, and that's a simple reading of the Pasuk. Yeah. It's interesting, the Gemara's Lashon, Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula ki sol baregel domi. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he has this published also, in one of his published essays, that the chiyuv of Simchas Yontif stems from the fact that the person is lefnei Hashem. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem. When a person is lefnei Hashem, then there's a mitzvah of simcha, and then you're not allowed to observe avelus, because simcha and avelus are tied to the sasrin. So when is there a mitzvah to be lefnei Hashem? San Sholosh would call him the chiyuv aliyah leregel. So you have to be lefnei Hashem. On Yom Kippur, you have to do tshuva for all of the avers. You have to do tshuva all year long, not just on Yom Kippur. But the Rambam writes, the Rabbi Yoni writes also, on Yom Kippur, there's a special mitzvah to do tshuva, because you have an opportunity to be forgiven. Yom Kippur, if you do tshuva, Yom Kippur will be mechaper. If you don't do tshuva, you'll lose your opportunity. So the Rambam writes, since Yom Kippur is a special opportunity, he said, Zechiyav, added chiyav to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yoni and the Shavu Tshuva writes that the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem Titaru. When you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, Titaru is a tzibui. You should purify yourself, you should do tshuva. Rabbi Yonah learns that that's pshat in the pasuk. There's a special chiv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. So when people do averus, so the pasuk describes it in Novi, Rakam v'nesechem hayam avdilim b'nechem l'vein alakechem. The averus are like an iron curtain separating between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and B'nai Adam. When the person is chozer b'tshuva, so then he returns back, he's restored back to the state of lefnei Hashem. And when one is lefnei Hashem, then there's a mitzvah of simcha. So Yom Kippur also, because there's a chiv to do tshuva, so there's a chiv to be lefnei Hashem. Sholosh regalim is a chiv to be lefnei Hashem ve'orle regal. Yom Kippur is a chiv to be lefnei Hashem to do tshuva, and lefnei Hashem, that's hoyz v'hadol lefanu boiz v'chedva b'imkayim. In the presence of a kodesh bo, there's chedva. The Gemara says in the first parak in Chagiga, ein atzus lefnei hamakayim. There's no sadness in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then on Rosh Hashanah, Rav Soloveitchik said, the Gemara says that you have to blow shofar all over the world, keeping the zikaron kosik lifnim b'ami, all over the world, even in America. When we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if we're lifnai, we're lifnim, because that's the whole purpose of tekiyah shofar, keeping the zikaron kosik, l'hal zechronim shel Yisrael lifnei avihim shebashamayim. So Rosh Hashanah is also considered, the blowing of shofar is considered as if we are lefnei Hashem. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's where the chiyuv simcha comes from. Chiyuv simcha stems from the fact that you have to be lefnei Hashem. So what is the role of the Kohen Gadol? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, you have to point to Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is his mitzvah is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. To be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. So he has to be lefnei Hashem all the time. So if lefnei Hashem is what engenders the chiyuv simcha by us, and simcha pushes off avelus, so the Kohen Gadol all year long. Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula ki Yisrael beregel dam. Yisrael beregel has a chiyuv to be lefnei Hashem, and that's why there's a chiyuv simcha, and that's why it pushes off the avelus. So Kohen Gadol all year long has that chiyuv simcha, because all year long he's mechiyuv to be. The Rambam writes kvodu b'sefrato shal Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long and to supervise the hakrovas hakarbonos. Then the Torah has all of the dinim of bali mumen. Yeah, Baal Mum is permitted to eat lechem alakam kach kadosh min hakadosh melech. He's permitted to eat truma. He's permitted to eat kach and kach, but he's just achal apareches leyav. He's be'ach leigash. He's not allowed to be makrav korbanos when he's a Baal Mum. Still has kedushas kuna. Cholol doesn't have kedushas kuna at all. Cholol means empty, emptied out. Cholol, empty vacuum. Cholol is permitted to be metamel amesim. He's permitted to marry a grusha, but a Baal Mum has a kedushas kuna. Just he's not allowed to do hakrovas hakarbonos. Who else is allowed to eat? The Chumash says, who else is allowed to eat truma? So it says, bas kohen is permitted to eat truma unless she marries a non kohen. Ibid truma kadoshim lo soichal. Okay, eved k'naini shel kohen is echad betruma. Kohen ki nefesh kinyan kaspa, that goes on eved k'naini. But Toshe B'Sachah lo yechol kodesh. Toshe B'Sachah means an Eved Ivri, whether he's an Eved L'sheish or he's an Eved Nirtza up until Yovel, neither is allowed lo yachol kodesh. Eved ivri shel kohen is not allowed to eat truma. Eved knani shel kohen is allowed to eat truma. There's another difference between Eved Ivri and Eved Knani with respect to Issa v'Heter. If an Eved Knani wants to participate in a Korban Pesach, he wants to become a Muna on a Korban Pesach, so the Gemara says on the first daf in Ha'orol, on the Ayinam and Beis, he has to have authorization of his Adon. He cannot become a Muna on a Korban Pesach without explicit authorization of the Adon. And Eved Ivri is a free person. He can become a Muna on a Korban Pesach on his own. He doesn't need the Rishus from the Adon. So that Tosfos understands this. Tosfos there in Yevamos Daf Ayin Amud Beis, on the first Amud Beis in Perek Ha'orol, Tosfos understands it that in Eved Ivri there's only a Kinyan Mamon, there is no Kinyan Issa. Eved Knani there's both a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Issa. Eved Ivri there's no Kinyan Issa at all. So that's why being an Eved Ivri doesn't enable him to eat Truma, even though he's Eved Knani Shul Kain is Echol Betruma. Eved Ivri is only Kinyan Mamon, not a Kinyan Issa. Either Shaila is, but he's Mutta B'Shiv Chaknaimis. It does not show that the Dinim are different in Issa the Heter. So Tosfos says, no, that he does in the line of duty. Because Rabbi has the right to be Mosa L'Shiv Chaknaimis. In order to have Lodas, he wants to have more Avadim. And Risha V'Ladeh Til Adereh, if the wife is going to be a Shiv Chaknaimis, then the children will all be Avid Knaini. So the Yodan has the right to be Mosa L'Shiv Chaknaimis. That's a Pella, what Tosfos says. Let's say an Eved Ivri is allowed to work on Shabbos because it's in the line of duty, because the other wants to get more out of him. He's not allowed to make him do work on Shabbos. What do you mean in the line of duty? So he's allowed to live with the Shiv Chaknaimis because the other is interested in having plodus, but it's an Avera. He can't eat treifs, he can't be Mechal Shabbos, he's Jewish. How can you say the Eved Ivri is a Pella? What they say, the Eved Ivri is mutter to live with the Shiv Chaknaimis, that's in the line of duty. So if Yosef Engel has an essay on this. Yosef Engel had once trouble with his eyes, so the doctor told him he has to relax. He's not allowed to read for a couple of months. So he had somebody read, light reading to him. He was not able to read, so someone was reading for him, Avne Miluim. That's light reading. Avne Miluim is the Ktzois HaChoshen Sefer on Ebenezer. That was the light reading. And as the fellow was reading to him, so he was dictating to him, he wrote He'oris the whole time. And then when he got better and was able to see, so he looked at the notes, and every paragraph had a number, 1, 2, 3, till several hundred. So every couple of paragraphs, he crossed it out. And then later on, so they printed the manuscripts. So it's called Chosin Yosef, one of the several Svarim of Rabbi Yosef Engel, the He'oris on the Avdim Ilun. So it goes, Aleph Beis, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Chav Gimel, Chav Dala, Chav Hei. He skips 10 over here, 10 over there, 2 over here. Everything is numbered. So he has in the Chosin Yosef, he talks about this Tosfos. So he says, what's the mocker for the prohibition to marry, to live with a Shiv Chaknaimis? A mocker is Liyah Kaddish Ben Reisav Lesiyah Kadesh Ben Reisav. That's what the Targum Onkel is. Rashi and Chumash points out the Targum Onkel. Liyah Kaddish means a Jewish man shouldn't live with a Shiv Chaknaimis because Ein Kedushin Tofsin. It's going to be his nus. Lesiyah Kadesh, a Jewish woman shouldn't live with an Eved Knani because it's Ein Kedushin Tofsin, so it'll be Kadeshus. It'll be Znus. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that Tosfos apparently thinks that since the nature of the Issur is that there shouldn't be Pritzus, if the Adon is entitled in order to be Mosel L'Shiv Chaknaimis, in order to have Lada, so the whole Issur goes off. It's in the line of duty. He's not allowed to take a Shiv Chaknaimis on his own. The Eved Ivri is only Mutter B'Shiv Chaknaimis. If Rabbi Moshe lo Shiv Chaknaimis, if the rabbi wants it, so then it's not called an act of kadesh. He's not doing his nus on his own. He does it in the line of duty. And the Ramban disagrees, huh?
The same question applies. He wants him to work out of the Gishon Treif.
No, so the Torah doesn't give the Adon the right to do it. Here the Torah gives the Adon the right to do it. Memele, it's not defined as kadeshus. Kadeshus means it's a hepkeris.
He's making a reason. Time to grow.
Not time to grow. That's what the pasuk says. Le'ya kodesh, le'ya si'ya kadesha.
Yeah, but it's still a kinyan issur. I mean, it doesn't do
what... So Tosfos thinks that the Gemara means to say there is no kinyan issur on every day. There is no kinyan issur. Not benegeir to the Korban Pesach, not benegeir to the Truma, I benegeir to the Shiv Chaknaimis. Tosfos says he's not mutar on his own, the Shiv Chaknaimis. Only if Rabbi Mosolo... And the Torah gave the rabbi the right to do that, so therefore by definition it's muta, because by definition it's not kadesh. And the Ramban disagrees with that Tosfos, And the Ramban has a Gemara in the Kiddushin Daf Tezayin. The Ramban learns that there is a Kinyan Iser and an Eved Iri also the Harai that is Muta B'Shiv Chaknayim. So the simple reading of the Ramban and the Ritvah, I think they even say it explicitly, is that the Eved Iri is Muta B'Shiv Chaknayim, even if the Rabbah is not interested in being Mosel Shiv Chaknayim. Mutar on his own. He wants to have an affair with the Shiv Chaknayim. This is a Sofik in the Shar Melech. Shal Melech raised the Sofik, Eved Iri Muta B'Shiv Chaknayim, only if Rabbah Mosel Shiv Chaknayim. Is even mutar on his own. So the later Svarim point out that it's an explicit machlokes between Tosfos on the one hand. Tosfos says only mutar Rabba Mosolo, and the Ramban and the Ritva read the Gemara Kiddushin that there is a kinyan isav haraya that is mutar on his own b'shiv chaknayim.
Isn't there a difference between
machatz
more
mach pesdin b'shiv chaknayim? There is a machlokes hatanoim if there's a difference. Yeah. The shayla whether mocher atzma can sell himself for more than sheish, whether he gets hanok, how many dinim of a machruh bezdin carry over to the mocher atzma. So that's a big machlokes in kiddushin, the end of the first parak. Do all the dinim carry over to mocher atzma or not? Yeah. Then the Gemara has a comment on the pasuk. The pasuk says that the girl was a kohenes, so she was allowed to eat truma before she gets married. Then she marries a zar. Bas kohen kisili zar. She marries a non kohen. So kozman she's married to the non kohen. We say yishtik kagufay. So she's not allowed to eat truma. But then if the husband dies, if the husband divorces her, kisi almana grusha. She was married to a non kohen. And now the husband dies or the husband divorces her. Zera ain lo. She has no children from that husband. Shavul beisalika nira melechem abiyatoychel. She's allowed to eat truma again. So the Gemara has a milechem elo kol lechem. She's allowed to eat some things, yes, and some things not. She's permitted to eat truma, but she's not permitted to eat chaz b'shoik. To eat chaz b'shoik, that's from karbonus. So that you need if it's a higher level of kuhuna. The lower level of kuhuna is good enough for eating truma, but you need more kedushas kuhuna to be allowed to eat chaz b'shoik. So the Yosameach has along these lines. He has a passage in Yerushalmi that doesn't read straight the way it's printed by Yossi. He suggests that it's most probably a misprint, and it should say just the opposite from the way it's printed in the Yerushalmi. What should read is, that's what Orsamech suggests, but the Yerushalmi should say is that the Gemara says, Arusa, if a girl has erison with a Kohen, so she's permitted Merata Yisraelis. She's not a Kohenis. She's a Yisraelis. So if she has erison with a Kohen, she's permitted Merata Yisraelis, only with the Rabbanim, it's Asura. Arusa Bas Yisrael, she's arusa to a kohen midirabban. She's not allowed to eat truma for two different reasons. The Gemara gives, but minatara she's permitted to. So the Yosemech reads in the Yerushalmi, minatara it's permissible for her to eat truma, but not to eat chaz v'shoik. In order to be allowed to eat chaz v'shoik, you have to have all the way. You have to have an esua. If you just have an arusa, that would not be sufficient. That's a Rashi in the first parak in Kiddushin on Daf Yudim and Beis. Rashi says that a girl who is an esua to a kohen is permitted to eat truma. That we know from a different pasuk. Chol tor beveischa yochal kodesh. Beis is uishtoi. So I know that an esua to a kohen is achel is betruma based on chol tor beveischa yochal kodesh. But the Gemara says, how do you know that arusa to a kohen, Israel is arusa to a kohen, also achel is betruma? The Gemara says that's based on the pasuk. Kohen keik nefesh kinyan kaspo. Why nami kinyan kaspo? You shouldn't think kinyan kaspo only goes on an evik naini. No, it goes on ishtoi also. Ishtoi arusa. Ishto Arusa. So this pasuk, Kinyan Kaspo, that even Arusa eats truma, so that's what the Osamech claims in the Yerushalmi. That's only eats truma. But the Arusa is Enachelus because of a Shaykh. That's Minatar. Because you need a stronger, a higher din of Kedusha's Kuna to be allowed to eat the Chaz of a Shaykh. The rich parasha, there's so many dinim. I'll just close with one din. You have a pasuk in parashas and more. Shor kesav eis ki yivol v'ho yeshivas yamim p'tachasim miyam mishmina v'ho liyirot sadukar b'nish al Hashem. So Gemara said there seems to be a contradiction in the pasuk. Shivas yamim p'tachasim, the 7 days are up at Shkia. So you should be allowed balayla. Then it said miyam mishmina v'ho liyirot sadukar in the morning of the Shmini. What about Leil Shmini? So Leil Shmini is astir between the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk. So the Gemara says the teretz is Laila Laila lahagdosha, the yom lahartso. Leil shmini, you're permitted to be makdish a korban. You're not allowed to be makdish a mechusas man. If the animal is within the first 7 days, it's an isa to be makdish. But after the 7 days are up, the night of the eighth day, you're permitted to be makdish it. But you can't be makrav it till the morning. You can't be makrav any korban is balayno. Yom tzavosa lahakru korbanayim. So that's what the Gemara says. Laila lahartso, laila lihakdosha, the yoim lahartso.
That's the next day,
because
the night starts the day before.
The day starts the night before. Right. So it's the beginning of the eighth day. So the beginning of the eighth day, balayla is beginning of the eighth day, so it's already permissible to be magdish the korban. So the Gemara says, let's say the farmer has 10 behemoths were born in his herd in the course of the year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemoth is echad be'el or echad betishrei, whatever it is. So if you had 10 animals were born in the course of the same year, from Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemoth to Rosh Hashanah, so he's supposed to put them all together in a corral, have them go one by one, if he mafresh maisa behemoth, be makar, it is a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be mafresh maisa behemoth if the animals are within the first 7 days. Because you're going to make one of them maisa behemoth kodesh, you're not allowed to be makdish the animal if it's a mechusas man. What about leil shmini? So the Gemara says leil shmini is nichnas ladir lehisasa. That's okay, because since it's mutter to be makdish, so that would be permissible. The 7 days are up; it's mutter to be makdish. So the Shagasari writes an original chiddush that even though the Gemara says in Yevamos that a kohen cotton, let's say a kohen's wife has a baby boy, and he needs a bris, and but you have to wait till the eighth day to have the bris. So let's say the third day after the baby is born, they didn't do the bris yet, so he's an oral son. Oral is not allowed to eat truma. So you allowed it, a little baby's 3 days old, they're not eating anything, but you can smear him with truma oil. So the Gemara has a shayla, the Bavli has a suffix, are you permitted? Malasucha shemeshal truma. He's a cotton oral, are you permitted to smear him with shemeshal truma? You're not mechuyev to be malin. So maybe it's not called an oral because the chiyuv to be mal doesn't set in until the eighth day. So in the Gemara it's a suffix. And all the Rishonim quote that the Rishonim is poshid that it is mutter. Cotton oral, mutter l'sucha shem shal truma. If it's before the eighth day, mutter. So the Shagasari writes a chiddush. What if it's the night of the eighth day? The 7 days are up, the night of the eighth day. So he gives a mashal, just like over here. Leil shmini is nichnas ladir lehisaser. You're allowed to put it together in the corral. To be mafresh ma'ase beima leil shmini, because the first 7 days are over. That's mutar lahakdishay. So to over here leil shmini, the baby has a chiyuv mila, but you can't fulfill the mitzvah until tomorrow morning. So leil shmini is also the sucha shemeshal truma. That's the Shagasari's chiddush. So Rabbi Tzala Petterburger has his chumas in the Pri Yitzchak. He says he doesn't think the Shagasari is a liar. He doesn't think that he's a plagiarist, but he must have forgotten. The whole thing is an offer at Yerushalm. The whole tzushta. That just like Leil Shmini is nichnas adir lehisaser, so too Leil Shmini, you're not allowed to be soch the baby, shemesh al trum, within the first 7 days mutter. And the night of the eighth day is aser. He says, the whole thing is an offer at Yerushalm. So he says, Shagazai must have forgotten the Yerushalm. The whole mashal is there. It's a very rich sedra, the dinam of Yom Tov. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Probably did. Well, the Brisna I spoke about, can you have a chiyuv now, but you can't be mekayem the mitzvah till later? Is there such a thing? So I gave different mishnah. So that was one.
They got berries from
the Gemara distinguishes between Nirvinitka and Doche Meikore. So the Shaila is, what about Leil Yontif? Leil Yontif is the Chiyuv in already, or the Chiyuv is not Chal till the morning? So Rashi on Sukkah writes, Leil Yontif, the Chiyuv to shake a lulav is there, even though you can't shake the lulav. So Aruch Laner points out that Rashi. Rashi holds by Leil Yontif.
Why wouldn't we accept the Svara that the Rosh Chevre says, to say that the Kiddushin is good?
Rav came up with a wild chiddush that there's an ishus of a pilegesh, even though there's no kiddushe kesef shtar rabia. if you designated this woman as a pilaga, so she needs a get, even though they usually need kiddush kesev, it is lekeim adav. He says by pilagish, different rules and regulations, and everybody has an institution of pilagish.
That Rebbe's mentioned that because the Gemara talks about if the first people come into town, they were living as men and wives,
right?
Even if they didn't have a proper kiddushin, because Yom Yisrael, he's has kavana,
okay.
Especially here because that.
That's also the Ragachavas tract, yeah. The Ragachavas said that too.
We don't accept that. I think that's the Gemara assumes.
If a couple comes to town, they act like a husband and wife, so we assume they're truly husband and wife. So the Ragachava was bothered that he was bothered that the Rambam seems to hold that you only go basarayv to give din in the poshes. If it's a roiv that's mevar the mitzias, like what's a roiv? That this is a brother and a sister, something like that. So that roiv would be good. But a roiv to be mevar that a maisa took place, so then you wouldn't say, you wouldn't go bas a roiv and did in the bashes. So he's bothered over here. A woman can't become an eshes ish unless there's a maisa kiddushin. So how can you go bas a roiv? A man and a woman come to town acting as if they're married. So for 30 days, they act as if they're married. We assume that they are married. Why? That's a rubber to lace a come on. You're probably not putting on an act for 30 days. So it's probably true. So the shaila is, if they act as if they're brother and sister, okay, so we assume they're brother and sister, and if they'll go aleha, they'll be loike, like abu alachosa is loike. But if they're acting as if they're eshesish, and then someone else is bo aleha, so how can you give einish misa based on a rubber to lace a come on? The rub is mavar that they did a maisa kedushin. Ragachava learns in the Rambam that Raib is not good to be Mavar that a Maisa occurred. So the Ragachava said, no, not that the Raib is Mavar that a Maisa Kedushin occurred. The people say either she already is married to this man that she's living with for the last 30 days, or he just married her under our eyes. We're watching the way they're living together, so all the people in the neighborhood are Aiden Lakimadav. That's what the Ragachava said. So he came up, that's his job. That everyone is watching the way they're living together with the Achish and Ishtar, so that itself makes the Kiddush. Yeah, Achish.
You have to have Kavanah to be Mekadish.
He
assumes they're already married.
He thinks he's married already. So where's the Kavanah to be Mekadish? That's problematic.
In
the
other, he doesn't think he's married, like Jewishly, when they're just that he's no Havamia, that he thinks that he's like properly married.
So the Ragachava thinks that, yeah. He thinks that itself is an Ishus. That's an issue. So the Pilagish, and Pilagish needs a get.
So if he was at that house, if he thinks he's already married, then this wouldn't count, right?
Yeah, so he's asking, it shouldn't right. He says that it is good. So it's a Pella, how can it be? He thinks he's married already.
But he doesn't think he's married. He thinks he's married in the courts. He doesn't
okay.
think he's married Jewishly.
So he should need a get. He's not married going to Jewish law. So why does he say you do need a get? He said you need a get because it teaches of the Pilagish. Something new.
But that whole lamdus
of
the Ragachava, we don't accept that halacha, that new kiddush, that really it's the maisa now when we're all edus tikkim adavar.
I don't know. It could be that it's connected with what he said over here by the pilagish. This we have not accepted. We assume that the get for the couple is married by the justice of the peace, only a get for chum. Mikra din, you don't need the get. The Ragachava, mikra din, you need the get.
He holds Pilagish's Bekidushin Baloksuba, not Balo Kiddushin Baloksuba.
I think it's Balo Kiddushin, but he holds that there is an Ishus. He brings the right, the Rambam says that
the
18 wives of
18
the Melech includes Noshim Mil Pilakshim. And then he thinks that Pilakshim, you don't even need a Maisa Kiddushin. Designated as a Pilagish, so there's Ishus, but that you don't need Kesem Shtar of it. Kula Chidush.
Is Ishtar or Rusa?
We hold the rat again by the Ket Lachumra. So,
Lamaisa. Most Rabbanim assume that it is a rat again, that she shouldn't marry a kohen afterwards. Somehow we interpret that this one is not a rat again. What do you mean? That's exactly what the Ramah said. That the Rabbanim encouraged her. If the woman on her own insisted she wants to get, the Rabbanim didn't encourage her. That's not the Lachumra, and the Ramah does not apply. But the Rambam's Lechumra applies in this kind of a case. If the Rabbanim encourage it to go to get a get Lechumra, then we call it a Reach HaGet. Even though Al Pidin, it may not have been necessary. But a get given Lechumra.
If she decides herself, then
it's not a Reach HaGet. If we hold that she didn't really need a get, then we didn't encourage her.
Case.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We didn't encourage her. She decided on her own. She wants to have a get. So that's a get l'chumra, not encouraged, not with the encouragement of the rabbanim. So that's not called the reich
haget. And then she can marry a kohen.
Yeah, and then she can marry a kohen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he still a good Shabbos?
A good Shabbos.
Is that only with Kiddush HaKesef, or is that...
The Rishonim ask, how do you know Kiddush HaShtar would be other person's kohen, 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 nefesh, kohen, kasper? Sounds like only Kesef. So they say, Iske Shabbos Vardavi. Since Kiddush HaKesef is included, kohen, 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 nefesh, kohen, kasper, so Kiddush HaShtar, Kiddush HaKesef is also the same thing. Yeah, the Rishonim ask that question.
Does the Rishonim ask that in the Gemara?
I don't think so.
Here.
Tov.